Good afternoon. You're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Sarah Heath, and this is the Midday News. Rail users are facing another chaotic day today due to the SNCF strikes. The resolve of the cheminots appears to be hardening as they continue their fight against government reforms. A third of TGV, Transilien and TER services will run today, and only a fifth of intercity trains will leave stations. A formal internal consultation process is due to start today among the 147,000 SNCF employees. The question being put to them is, are you for or against the deal for reforms proposed by the government? The key points of contention are opening up the railway network to other operators, the downgrading of the cheminot status for new employees, and making the SNCF a public-owned limited company. Ballot boxes are being set up for the voting process, which has been called Votaction. However, the downside is that it holds no legal validity even for the company CEO Guillaume Pepy. Voting will end on Monday, just 2 days before the Senate's review of the proposed reforms. A month after having been occupied by demonstrating students, the Rennes 2 University has been finally cleared out. Around 100 CRS moved in at 4:30 this morning to carry out the evacuation, which, according to the university's president, who had asked for the intervention, took place in a calm and uneventful manner. However, in Marseille, 700 students had their exams cancelled this morning as a result of protesters blocking the entrance to the law and economic faculty on the Canebière. The prosecutor's office in Bobigny has stated that the Koh Lanta contestant, who allegedly committed sexual assault during the filming of the reality show, will be placed in immediate police custody upon his return to France. A formal complaint has been filed over the incident, which took place during the first few days of filming. The case has led to the cancellation of this latest series. Tensions have been running high once again in the Middle East after a Palestinian was shot and killed by Israeli fire. Today marks the day of the transfer of the American embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, which the US government claim is the real Israeli capital. Catalonia may soon have a new president if the second round of voting goes the way many predict. Pro-independence candidate Quim Torra, who was hand-picked by Carles Puigdemont, is thought to have a clear path to the regional presidency, which will put an end to the emergency rule by the central government in Madrid. And finally, news from the Cannes Film Festival, where Spike Lee's latest production, Black Klansman, is among the films in competition today. It tells the story of a black policeman who manages to infiltrate the Ku Klux Klan. Controversial Danish director Lars von Trier is also back in the fold after having been banned 7 years ago for comments he made about Hitler. You've been listening to the Midday News. I'm Sarah Heath for English Waves.